What is good? It's me, your friendly neighborhood nerd, the Bobbo, and welcome, if this is your first time, to Bobbo's Block. Thank you for joining us here for this weekly block party that we have every time I step behind the mic. And this week, it is actually a block party. Hey. So, for people who have been here before 18, 23rd, 37, whatever time it is, what up, dawg? Thank you for joining me on my birthday block party. Yeah, this is lit. Like, I'm super excited for today. I told you guys I wanted to do a block party, kind of give you a little something different, a little bit of an old school Bobbo block type feel. If you haven't been here when we've done block parties before, it's just me on the ones and twos playing music that I love, get you hype, things that I want to hear, things that kind of give you the feeling of summer and stuff like that. We usually do them around the summer, springtime or whatever. Yeah. I think our first block party was like 4th of July or something like that. Yeah, I miss doing block parties. I want to do these again a lot more with you guys. So I love music. I love DJing. I love doing all like crazy random stuff. There's no Around the Net this week. There's no Nerdgasm this week. It's just vibing out with me on my birthday. I will leave all the songs in the descriptions below. You guys definitely will be getting some playback clips from other Nerdgasms and stuff. Things that I feel like were really dope for me that I really want you guys to kind of like hone in on. Things that I talked about. Like I said, I'll be playing clips from Nerdgasms, probably like coming in, talking here and there for you guys, like I said, introducing a few songs and this and that. This is going to be real loosey-goosey, real like vibe type shit. Yeah, man, I am super excited. It is my birthday. I am 33. This is my Jesus year. Shout outs to all the April babies, all the diamonds, all the April fools, whatever you want to call us, man. Like, it's been a good year. It's been a very growing year. I'm super excited to be where I am right now. Like, I'm in my own studio. I am under my own power or whatever. That, like, it's been a lot of ups and downs, and just, yeah, man, right now I just want to be able to celebrate with not only like my friends, but you guys, the blockheads, man. Like, the people who've been with the block for so long. Like I said, you've been the ups, downs, and hiatuses, man. Thank you guys for tuning in, making this year and the last year an amazing, tremendous year. Shout outs to all of my Patreons, because this is who sponsors this show. The Patreon is where you can do the most good and the most help for Bobbo's Block. You can go to my Patreon at patreon.com/Bobbo. It's patreon.com/BOBBO. Had to get that out of the way, like I said, because you got to shout out to the people who are keeping the lights on here at Wonderground Media Network. And shout outs to all my friends and everyone who's told me happy birthday or hit me up on social media. Thank you guys. Thank you. This is the, like I said, I just want to relax this year, man. I've been doing a lot. I've been doing too much, honestly. But yeah, look out for all the upcoming projects and upcoming things that are going to be moving and shaking on my end. So, I do have a couple bit of updates. Like I said, before I get all the music and stuff started, you guys, if you were tuning in at the last Twitch broadcast, we fought the Bodega Batsuda boys, the Bodega Bad Boys at Pro Wrestling Vision down in Orlando. We had a fought battle, but like again, they cheated. We're going to get them back. Don't worry. I have heard from the backstage that they will see us again very soon. So be on the lookout for more information on that. Definitely, you guys, I will be getting in the ring a lot more. So check me out when I drop down dates and things like that. If you want to come out and see me, definitely come out and see me live. It would be dope seeing you guys in the crowd. Gives me more energy. So yeah, besides my birthday, there's nothing really else big or so. Oh, there is something big. I do have a Verbal Essence breakout concert next Monday on the 19th. Next Monday, April the 19th, go to Verbal Essence Facebook page. I will be going live there at 7 p.m. I'm going to be giving you guys a little bit something different. What it is, you'll be surprised when you get there. I don't want to give it away. It's something that I've never done before. It's something that I've always wanted to do. So you guys definitely are in for a treat on Monday, April 19th. Head to Verbal Essence's Facebook page. That's Verbal Essence, spelt just like you think it is. And you guys will find me, the Bobbo, your friendly neighborhood nerd, and I will be giving you guys a Verbal Essence breakout concert performance. All right. Oh, man, yeah. So I think that's about it for the updates and everything like that. I don't have anything other than pressing. I just want to jam, dog. I just want to vibe out with y'all, okay? So let's go ahead and start it off with something that I feel like is peak vibes right now. Let's get it on with Calvin Harris's Cash Out with Schoolboy Q, Party Next Door, and Drum. All right? Hey.
You can rock it. You can suck it. You can even put on your brand new jacket. Because I'm the man who can put you in the musical bracket.
Party like it's 1980 with an afro shiny and the girls all pretty. With a white girl Molly and a dark skin collie, can I rock both bodies? Hey, new Rari, high ride, both shoddy. Keep your table, can we boogie on the floor? I've been stressing all week, trying to clear through the dough now. Ballin' like LeBron now, shots like a pro now. Hella weed, yeah, it goes round. Let me tell you how it goes down. I ain't driving when it's going up, hold me another cup. This your favorite song gone, don't tell me you in a rush. When I give you all I have, you tell me it ain't enough. I've been trying to clear my mind and wind and dine. Just see, I know just how you like it, I'll back behind ya. If I look up at the stars, ain't hard to find ya.
Passing all the members, cash out. Smashing all the Maris, dash out. Remember all the nights we used to trap out. Now we count until we pass out. Passing all the members, cash out. Smashing all the Maris, dash out. Remember all the nights we used to trap out. Now we count it up until we pass out.
We gon' party like it's 1980 in a buggy Mercedes. All dope boy caddy with a nickel bag, baggy gold Rolex. For your climax climbing, got the beer she's dropping. When your heart be popping and your love keep coming, shake something, break something. Shit, I'm trying to work something, show you right. Motorbike, you can ride me overnight. Never been one to judge. We resting back at the club, put it down from above. Your body my only drug. We do it like Vegas, rich and famous. We doing it major, we waking the neighbors.
Passing all the members, cash out. Smashing all the Maris, dash out. Remember all the nights we used to trap out. Now we count until we pass out. Passing all the members, cash out. Smashing all the Maris, dash out. Remember all the nights we used to trap out. Now we count it up until we pass out.
Like the 70s, blowing all hella trees, broccoli or collard greens, it don't matter to me, yeah, yeah. It's party like the 70s, blowing all hella trees, broccoli or collard greens, it don't matter to me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, all right. Yeah, I just wanted to set the mood there, get it kicking off, get the vibes, get the energy going. So that is one of my jams. I definitely do love that whole album. If you get a chance to go back to check out that album, it was a lot of bangers on there, dog. Like, that was where you got Prayers Up by Travis Banks. I'm sorry, what's that nigga name? Travis Scott. Prayers Up by Travis Scott. You had that Frank Ocean Amigos song. When Buy that boy with a pipe. Buy that boy with a pipe. What was it called? Yeah, whatever. You'll find it. Like, it's on there. It had that song, Don't Wanna Catch Feelings by Katy Perry and Pharrell. Like, Calvin Harris really put out like a banger of an album in 2017. Like, that was like, it was lit. I think it was 2017, 2018-ish. Yeah, that was a good ass album. So, let's go get back into the groove, man. So this is another one of my hits. Especially this is a good house party song. This is Blimes and Gab, Feeling It. So hit me up after this, and I'll probably give you guys a quick little nerdgasm blurb or so from one of my favorite nerdgasms in the last year.
Party tonight, I think we should link up. Let me know if you're riding, I'm in the Lincoln. All the homies inside and we pouring drinks up. Geeked up, roll the weed up, now you're thinking. Kisses to my bitches, niggas giving death. People texting, asking where the party at. Ain't nobody fighting, but we cool with that. Good God Almighty, thank the Lord it's Friday.
Gangsta party plays as Gab walks in with Molly and Mary Jane. Baby, she brought friends. And if you brought ends, then you might could enjoy this. My ex is in the kitchen, so I think I might avoid it.
And who's gonna talk to Chris? I don't wanna bother him, but get your man, cause he's talking to the dog again. What his problem is, he's off his lid, I bet he popped a diss. Honey, on the tip, shit, I might too. Windy the plug, let him breeze right through. Shrug when they ask how I keep so cool. When my steez got heat like me, so soon.
Tryna drive, I don't wanna drive. I'm getting high, caught a vibe, and I'm feeling it. I feel alive, bitch, I'm certified. I feel alive, bitch, I'm certified.
We high as shit, tryna squeeze five in the lift. Roll sodas, bubbling the whole tribe in this bitch. When we arrive, it is lit. I know y'all got some guys who's equipped. Watch the vibe multiply when it kicks in. Either at the function like the X and Y. Or on your mattress, like terrain on an atlas. She Elvis with the pelvis, Gabby Douglas with gymnastics. Make that bomb backflip like ass hit the matchstick.
Okay, I think it's time to leave. He passed out in a pile of leaves. Her whole ass out, she don't feel that breeze. Now where the fuck is Blimes?
I think she in the back room with that dime.
Bitches in the bathroom busting lines. That's a bump and grind, give a fuck about that. I'm smacked, it's taco time, now let's ride out. I need all the shits, I'm gonna buy it out.
Where the function at?
Let's find out. Pull up at the light on the side, it's my kinfolk. Mad drunk, passing blunts at the window. Need mo, so we brought mo endo. Key codes to get endo, but we in though. Look, this is how we end the night. Thank God it's Friday, right?
Tryna drive, I don't wanna drive. I'm getting high, caught a vibe, and I'm feeling it. I feel alive, bitch, I'm certified. I feel alive, bitch, I'm certified.
Inhibitions down, middle fingers up. Inhibitions down, middle fingers up. Inhibitions down, middle fingers up. Inebriated now, let me get another cup.
Tryna drive, I don't wanna drive. I'm getting high, caught a vibe, and I'm feeling it. I feel alive, bitch, I'm certified. I feel alive, bitch, I'm certified. Tryna drive, I don't wanna drive. I'm getting high, caught a vibe. Bitch, I'm certified.
I I'm not going to go over the full history of Milestone because this isn't that. This isn't that episode. I did that in Milestone Returns. And if you guys want another Milestone episode, you basically just have to hit me up in my DMs and be like, I want another Milestone episode. And I'll do that. And probably not a bonus episode. We'll talk about it again because I love talking about Milestone comics. It's literally one of the things that got me into not only comic books in general, because again, I got in through the gateway that most of all of my friends got into, Static Shock, and seeing old school Static Shock, like the back in the day with the black cap on with the X on it and like the OG jacket and shit, like that Virgil, I love that Virgil, but I also enjoy Virgil from the actual TV show Static Shock, and like it's just a dope way to really bring in this company when it was kind of incorporated into the DC universe. So for sure, now that they're back, I am super excited. I could not wait to get my hands on Milestone Returns number 0, and it did not disappoint. All right, let's go into the actual episode. So this is a bonus episode. Thank you guys for tuning in here. If you are listening to the bonus episode, you are on my Patreon, and this is where the bonus episodes of Bible Block exclusively live, and you guys can check out all the tiers and all the rewards that we have available for my Patreons. We have tiers that start from like $1 all the way up to $3,000, and once you get $3,000, just go ahead and meet me at the courthouse because we might as well be getting married if you're paying me $3,000 a month.
Like a man, not the yams, yams, yams. It's a dance.
Yes.
I'm a buff baby, but I dance like a man.
Like a man.
She a nice lady and she shaking the yams. Spent the whole summer trapping out the sedan. Marching with the bands, cause I think that I can. I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I'll never let you flex on me. Broke my heart about a while ago, baby, got the best of me. Mama told me, fuck the hoe, get that dough, that's the remedy. So now I'm smoking all my veggies and I'm counting all my celery. Yeah. Same pants every day, like these were my only jeans. Taking shot after shot like I'm trying to win the MVP. Yeah, yeah. Might change my name to Kobe. Bitch, I'm Kobe Lou. Who are you? Whoa. Who are you? I'm a buff baby, but I dance like a man. She a nice lady and she shaking the yams. Spent the whole summer trapping out the sedan. Marching with the bands, cause I think that I can. I'm a buff baby, but I dance like a man. She a nice lady and she shaking the yams. Spent the whole summer trapping out the sedan. Marching with the bands, cause I think that I can. Yeah, I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I never let you bless on me.
Shot you taking, cause they know you bout to ball on the hoe. King Tut with the gold, escaping all of the low. Prison system and road, big tile, hoping you choke. All that bullshit that they serve. I come from where you whip it in the kitchen till it's twerking out the pot. Put my faith in God, even when it's dark, I won't stop. Flip them hot beams on, hit the gas to the top. I got love for my people, they got love for me. I know my power, what I'm worth, and they bullshit free. I gotta get away from that bullshit that they on. I gotta get away from that bullshit that they on. I gotta get away from that bullshit that they on. I gotta get away from that bullshit that they on. Everybody, everybody, get your glow 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 on. I put that house on here just to start up the neighbors. Pull us up, woofers still quaking. Let it be known that I made it from the box that they put me in because of my Nubian skin. Now I roller skating, cul-de-sacs on 20 twins. Oh Lord. There go the neighborhood, I'm whipping and dipping. Them law won't stop me, but wish they could. But the tag good, is it dash good? Nothing wrong, you big bank. What would you think? I belong here on these hoes. Ain't nothing stopping me on my mission. Set my team up, raise a ring up if we play our positions. At the park when I swing, it don't matter who pitches. Moving miles under lights, hater, it's God-given. I can't wait on the government, got to do it myself. Stack all my chips up, never gon' slip up, case my folk need some help. Hey, I got love for my people, they got love for me. I know my power and what I'm worth, and they bullshit free. I gotta get away from that bullshit that they on. I gotta get away from that bullshit that they on. I gotta get away from that bullshit that they on. I gotta get away from that bullshit that they on. Everybody, everybody, get your glow 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 on.
Be a compass brand. finding the lines with the focus. Running with my eyes closed, finding all men's in the woodwork. I see cold braille, mechanical and frail. How do I tessellate to filter the red?
So hopefully we see something out of that, but we have to go into this myth of what we call blackwashing. People get so up in arms when they try to make a character a different ethnicity, and it's such a not even a double-edged sword, but it's such a one-sided argument, because it's not done to every single character that is not of Caucasian origin. Because they feel like it would sell better. They feel like it would sell more. They'll basically be able to make anybody a white person, because that's the norm. That's the default. That's what we expect for everybody to be white. We talked about this, I touched on our last episode of Rewriting Legacy, about how in Watchmen they flipped it on its ear and turned the first vigilante from like this white man underneath a hood to what he actually was, a black man who was fighting crime and who had to hide his identity. And he painted his eyes, the only parts you could really see of him, white. And when they did that or whatever, it flipped the narrative so much that it was so jaunting to really discover his actual self or his actual identity. So we move forward from there to talk about this outcry, this backlash that they always get when we do the unthinkable and say, hey, what if this character was not white, or what if this character was black, or what if this character was Indian, or what if this character was Hispanic or Native American, whatever. But we majorly hear this a lot when they say black people, when we suggest a character be black. Donald Glover has a wonderful set in his weirdo comedy special about this, because he went through this controversy personally. Donald Glover was originally suggested, not even slated, not even talked to anybody in the studio. Someone online just said, hey, maybe if we do a next Spider-Man, maybe he could be black. And then someone else was like, oh, Donald Glover could do it. He's nerdy. and the entire internet lost their shit. And it was either, you were either Donald for Spider-Man or fuck Donald Glover. Like, it was it. No middle ground or nothing. And it's so hard to see stuff like that still happens. We had backlash when we reintroduced Nick Fury. We had backlash when, like, people were talking about how they turned a lot of our characters in DC and Marvel, you know, a lot of our characters DC and Marvel black in the comics books, like how Captain America was taking over the mantle, or Sam Wilson took over the Captain America mantle, and they were like, oh, you're just going to make Captain America black? Oh, this is all stupid. And like, that honestly was the pivotal story point of his comic, like that he had so much online backlash for him just being a black Captain America that he grew to resent the actual moniker and grew to resent the hate the shield. And when he had a chance to walk the fuck away, he did. He walked away and never looked back. He's still Falcon, but like, he doesn't feel like he owes anybody anything to be Captain America, even though Steve chose him to be Captain America. It's so hard to look at things like that. There's such a myth behind we have this certain agenda of we just want to erase everything that's white, and we all have this innate hatred for white people, and why can't these superheroes be white anymore? Because the world doesn't look like that. The world isn't just white anymore. And when it was majority white and predominantly written by white people, of course that was going to be the stereotypical default, the normative of the story. It was like, oh, everybody's white, everybody looks like me, I'm comfortable. But that didn't make it comfortable for the rest of us who were inhabiting this world. And now that you have the rise of more diverse and more ethnically open writers, producers, creatives, directives, you're going to see that change a lot more nowadays. You're going to see people that are going to look like everybody. That's the one thing I loved about the Spider-Man series, or the current Spider-Man series, because they did not shy away from Peter living in a very ethnically diverse neighborhood. Same thing with Miles in the Into the Spider-Verse series. They did not shy away from him living in an ethnically diverse neighborhood.
This is it, why? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, why? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes can't quit, why? Now pop the cork and steam the Vega and get lit, why? Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from reefers, drenching deep as an E7, showboating with Rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Jigger, landscape for what this worth as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over Brown, levitating Jiki and Dashiki's the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band, the big chiller diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, freezing world heist, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, a pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, why? Sensations at the Monte Gras, we screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteers, two flayers for swerving no corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on us. No smiling, we're sliding. That gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You Jaja, you're a Capitan. Quest to the coast, the key logo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and steam the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and steam the Vega and get lit, what?
Fallen sparrows, courtesies of Black Caesar, the convincer, silky days, satin nights, taking flight, Dino going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number 9.
And we hailing from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fancini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice and
Yeah, the Sunny Fever, he be sipping on my red They get you great, yes, he be sipping on my red We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vines. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the Amaretta? We start the Harlem River quiver, digging sweet daddy. Chopping the crimson blade, High Sierra Serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as
junction.
As we exit the place with grace, drizzly on my rather the bursting of clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist, it's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah,
of this.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see Navega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see Navega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it.
I feel kind of high, standing next to you. Baby girl, how do I look in my do-rag? Would you tell me the truth? Stay with me and love me through the night, endlessly. I'ma keep on all my chains when I'm making love to you. Hold me close and let me squeeze you tight through the night. But baby girl, how do I look in my do-rag?
Okay, I hope you guys really been enjoying the vibes. I know I have been. It has been hella fun to be in this block party. I've been playing you guys a few clips of a couple of my favorite nerdgasms that I've done. And I've definitely been giving you hit after hit after hit. These are just bangers that I love. Hope you guys have been loving them too. Just kind of getting you in the mood. Hope you're at work jamming or you're in the house or however you're listening to this. Hope you're enjoying the music. This is just a little piece of me for you guys. Like the last song was Thundercats, Dragon Ball Durag. Before that was like Camp Lo Zucchini. I know I gave you guys some Toby Lou, some Buff Baby up in there. Give you a good bit of stuff, dog. Like, I just want to thank everyone so much for all the love, the support, everything that you've given me since the inception of Bobo's Block. Again, like, I wouldn't even be really making it to this 33rd year without just my support system, which is you guys and all of my friends. And I really want to take time to show you guys the appreciation. I love jamming. I love partying out with y'all. So, yeah, definitely for sure. This is something that I've really been wanting to get back into. If you guys like these block parties, if you like me on the ones and twos, go ahead and let me know. Hit me up on socials at BoboFNN on Instagram and Twitter and be like, yeah, let's do some more block parties, dog. Do some more block parties. I want to hear you mixing some stuff like that. Like, I don't have my controller or anything like that. I'm just over here, like, just kind of playing the songs that I like or so, and like kind of riding the BPM. So hopefully you guys are ready for a couple more songs or so. We'll play a couple more songs, probably give you another clip, and then, like I said, we'll end it out from there. Thank you for hanging in as long as you have been. Again, it's me, your friend, the neighbor nerd, Bobo, and let's go ahead and get back to the ride. Hey.
This right here for anyone who ride with me. Heard me laugh, watch me cry, did time with me. In the game, not just on the sideline with me. I'm a sinner, I'll admit it, but I got God with me. Been to hell and back twice just to feel the burn. If your ass don't fall down, then you'll never learn. I just wanna be the best that I can be. I just wanna be me, even if it's not naive. I thought acceptance from others, it would set me free. But it didn't, no, oh no, it never did. No matter what I said, no matter what I give. Sometimes people make me question if I wanna live. We call that a dark day, such a dark day. But I know tomorrow gon' come, it gon' come my way. And I know in my heart it's gon' be a better day. It's gon' be a better day. That's why I came here to say, amen, 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 amen. We make plans and God laughs. Feel like the older I get, the quicker time passes. Some people live in the past, others live in a flask. Even your picture perfect life, it could be gone in a flash. Texting on your way to work and now your brain's on the dash. We all powerless, especially people think power lasts. I ain't cowardice, but sometimes wish I lived behind a mask. Cause facing this world is such a rigorous task. It feel like the world wanna put me in a casket. Wish I was stronger, wish I could just get past it. If you feeling how I'm feeling when this song play blasted. If you feeling how I'm feeling when you hear this, let me get it. Amen. Heard me laugh, watch me cry, did time with me. In the game, not just on the sideline with me. I'm a sinner, I'll admit it, but I got God with me. Came up on Section 8 and I made it, yo mom, look. Writing these raps in a Louis Vuitton rhyme book. I never thought I'd make it out the hood and now I'm shook. I finally made it out my hood, everybody look. I'm across the street waving when the grass is green. Hating on how far I've come, I don't give a damn, Gina. This is celebration, with no invitation. This the last one that I'm done, permanent vacation. Only place I felt I belong was Babel Station. Cooking crack for my generation. Now it's time to conclude the incredible true story and transformation. Salutation.
Don't see you. Look the other way when you walk in the room. I pretend that I'm lost in thought while I sneak a look out of the corner of my eye. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Laying out a pavement in my head. Me, I'm too. trickle into one more tune. No, we don't have time to make the floor. I scream underneath my skin. No matter how loud I cry, you can't hear me. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Scripting pages in my head. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. It's way past just a game. Oh my love, just set me free. Take away the leash that ties me.
Are in uncharted territory when it comes to certain things like mutated DNA and things of that nature, because we don't know where we're going to go next, and we don't know if we're going to start adding mutants or if this is going to be the start of the mutants. But we know for sure one person right now has brand new DNA that has never been never been before witnessed on MCU soil or whatever. So Monica takes a moment, gets out of the vehicle or whatever before it's like sucked in, but then it spit right back out, and it's like half minivan, half like space rover. And we're like, fuck, we can't get in there. Then Monica looks back at the crew, looks at the Hex, looks back at Jimmy Woo, and Jimmy's like, don't you do it. Don't you do it, Monica. And then she takes off. And she runs straight into the Hex. First, she's pushed back. But since her DNA has already been, like, reassembled before, the Hex starts letting her slip through more and more and more. But then you see this major scene of her being split into five different people. And she's hearing flashbacks of conversations between her and her mother, her and Hart, the director of S.W.O.R.D., and she's hearing all these other crazy visions and things of that nature, and she's trying to keep it together. It seems like she's in pain, and then you hear like the flashback to the movie, and you hear her telling her mom, like, hey, you guys should go up there and help. And she's like, yeah, but what about you? I'll stay here with Grandpa. I'll fly up there and meet you. And then you hear Nick Fury saying, oh, yeah, only if you could start glowing like your Aunt Carol. And then you hear the other flashback of him saying, of Carol Danvers saying, her, when your mom got kids, she got the best one out of the universe. Or she picked the best one. And so, and there was another thing where she was just getting encouragement and just like kind of pulling it together. And then she did it. She reassembled herself and you saw her eyes glow bright blue. And then she just walks and pushes through the hex and just boom, back in Westville. That little moment there started something. That moment there was the birth of one of the most powerful beings in the Marvel universe. That was the rebirth of Monica Rambeau. This is the miseducation of Monica Rambeau. My God. So I was struggling on the title for this episode, but it literally came to me and I was like, oh, it's the rebirth. But no. This is the miseducation of Monica Rambeau. And my God, that scene touched me so much. It made me cry because I, for so long, have been wanting more and more.
Dance on me, dance on me. Bring it back, baby, just dance on me. Brought your heels to the party. Ain't here to hurt nobody. I'm an old soul and I rock gold and I got scooped in a Rari. But I'm a bad boy and you know it's no boyfriends allowed to the party. Dick ain't vicious, demolition nigga with the bitches. Fake fat ass with extensions, goddamn pimpin'. Any other nigga wanna hit this, he gon' have to pay for them titties. Take old bitties, yes, love. Can a young nigga hit that hook? Can a young nigga do something better? But instead of always trapping to get that dough, shit, this cool. And you so fine, I eat behind. Between your legs and those jeans, take those off, now watch you spread. You so special, it's so pink, slightly hairy and don't stink. Lord, I thank you for this good food that I'm happy to receive. She got that. You know I want you, baby, dog. Ain't no one above ya, baby, I know. I swear, yeah. Baby, I need ya, I want ya. Baby, I need ya, and I want ya. Baby, I got it, I'm getting it. Baby, I got it. With a nigga like me and shit, I make a nigga bow when his knees and shit. While I please this bitch, while I cock the fifth, and I take her ass out, go to section fifth. And I hit my little nigga, so I get it for the low. And my youngest little nigga getting back up in the hole. Better getting money and being an asshole. Thinking silly motherfuckers ain't gon' pay me for my domain. Fuck that shit, rush that nigga while I rush that bitch too. I don't give a fuck about you, but I do what I see and I do what I feel with that mouth too. I'm a crazy nigga, I'm a certified like pay me nigga. I never hesitate to straight some fake and I might go and just tase me a nigga. Okay my nigga, so pay me nigga.
Right, thank you guys for joining me again here back on Bobo's Block. Okay, I think we're gonna call this a show. Man, this has been a dope ass birthday. I want to thank you guys for joining me here on this block party. Thank you all. Like, again, I keep saying thank you, and I know it's my day, but it's really a day that I really want to spend with you guys. It's something that I really feel like it's important to understand that, like, it's not me who is really the one who got all this, like, here. Like, if it wasn't for you guys supporting me on Patreon, if it wasn't for you guys listening to the show, I would have zero direction or zero purpose to that's what I feel like. I feel like I would kind of be lost in, like, the ether or whatever, because, like, I know that at the end of the day, if there's nothing that I'd rather do, it's get behind this mic and sit here and talk with you guys, talk about nerdy shit, talk rant about my biggest comic book gripes at the time, talk about movies and TV shows and fucking tech and all the other crazy stuff that I get into my head. I do that because I enjoy doing it for you. I do it for myself as a relief of stress, as a passion, but it's really for the people who listen, for all the people out there who pick up my show in Ireland, for the people who listen to me in India, for the people who picked me up in Italy, for the people who picked me up in New Zealand and all the way in California and like said, every place that I've looked and checked on this map that you guys have tuned in and click play on Bobo's Block, I thank you. This 33rd birthday is not dedicated to myself, not dedicated to anybody but you guys. This is where I'm at this point in my life. I want to thank you for again, just playing this episode, man. Like, it's lit. This is one of my birthday presents to myself, is to get back here on the block and do a block party, just jam out to some music and things like that. We got a lot of stuff coming up, I know for sure. I have a lot of topics and a lot of things that I want to discuss, a lot of deep conversations that I want to get into it with you guys, with probably bring some more people on here to the block, and we just talk shit out, man. Check out Wonderground Media for upcoming stuff. Like, we have new shows and developments, and we have other things that I'm ready to launch. I want to be getting back into creators of color, getting some more people that I want to introduce you guys to. I know they're dope. You guys should know they are dope too. So let me go ahead and sign this off for this, okay? I have been your friendly neighborhood nerd, Bobo, and you guys can catch me anywhere that you can stalk your ex on social media, Twitter, Instagram, at BoboFNN. I'm on Facebook at Your Friendly Neighborhood Nerd Bobo, on YouTube at Your Friendly Neighborhood Nerd. You guys can definitely, again, support the show in the best way and the most lucrative way is my Patreon. It's patreon.com/BOBBO. That's patreon.com/Bobo. Oh man, there are the things, like, I have merch that I want to put out for you guys. I have things that I want to go ahead and give my Patreons. Like, there are many things coming down the pipeline. I know I a lot of times it's my depression that gets the best of me, but you guys are really helping me overcome a lot of my depressive waves by just, like, being there and, like, listening and supporting me. People do hit me up on social media. They do check up on me, and I appreciate every single message that I get, every single person that does this out of the bottom of their heart and who gives all they have to me for the betterment of this show, man. I'm just rambling on at this point. I just want to be dope for you guys. That's the gist of it, okay? So let's go ahead and get up out of here, and I'm going to end you off with one last song, okay? We're going to have this song take us all the way out because it is a motherfucking celebration, and I want y'all to enjoy. Ha-ha! Celebration! Ha-ha-ha! Shout-outs to me. Shout-outs to my birthday. See y'all next episode. Peace!
It's a celebration, bitches. Came a long way from bus stops and washing dishes. From rags to bitches, stovetop to Mastro's. Man, this shit is delicious. People denying my past like that shit is fictitious. I'm Spike Spiegel, but I'm known to be vicious. I get under people's skin like stitches. No strings attached, I just let it dissolve. Give it time and then let it resolve. It's been a minute now, my style feeling infinite now. Used to people pulling me down, it ain't shit to me now. Don't let it get to me now. Throughout my phone, they can't get to me now. Keep it humble, but love to get big head. Bad bitches wanna fuck me, I get money instead. I mean, what's rap without a little braggadocia? Fuck people telling me to rap just how I'm supposed to. Most people wanna tell you what to do, cause it's what they wanna do if they had the opportunity to, but too scared. That's why they live vicariously through you. Logic, what you should do is rap like nah, I'd rather not. That's why I'm in a mansion and you sleeping on the cot, but you still study everything I drop. Too many people wanna tell you what you can and cannot. Go to school, get a job, get married and have kids. People gon' tell you what to do for long as you live. Break the cycle, shoot for the stars, we'll walk like Michael. To be a leader, first you gotta be a disciple. To celebrate the rhymes, the streets, the dimes. You know I'm trying to eat, motherfucker, this my
celebrate the style.
Look, I can't front, we was hyped up for some nosebleeds. Now we sitting courtside, still posted in my white tee. I'm a Golden State Warrior when I'm spitting this, like KD from MD. That's Montrose, so venomous, you know it's me. Silas never jumping for your bitch ass. I'm hopping on the plane, it's first class. Remember back in the day, we used to fast, had no money in the bank account. My cousin showed me pushing weight, almost stabbed at the transit in the dead of the night. These fucking zombies, but really that's beyond me. Trying to live my dream from everything that I seen as a young man. So if you see me rapping, know I got the upper hand. But on the other hand, you see a couple rubber bands. And now Logic really out here making dreams come true. Bobby Boy records spin thorough. Every time I grab the mic, I'm painting murals. Doing shows in other countries, coming back with euros. This that type of flow that really make your girl go.
I'm marvelous, I'm all of this. That's why your girl all on my dick. I make them come, boy, you make them sick. My network get the bank grossed out. No idea, I'm born to be with 60 killing, no doubt. This a revelation. Memories when I drive the M5 or the bus station. I have evolved, you some motherfucking crustacean. What more can I say? Running back and they get replayed. Bobby Boy Records, yeah, we celebrating all
the rhymes, the streets, the dimes. You all trying to eat, motherfucker, it's my time. For the celebrate, the rhymes, the streets, the dimes. You all trying to eat, motherfucker, it's my time.
It's a celebration, y'all. Celebration now. Wherever I go in the nation, they celebrating my style.
It's a celebration, y'all. Celebration now. Wherever I go in the nation, they celebrate the style.
Logic and his crew played chess mercilessly throughout the album's creation.